Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To Arizona and abortion, Democrats in the state House want to repeal the state's near total ban. This law goes back to 1864, has no exceptions for rape or incest, and it would put doctors who provide abortions in jail. Now, last week, Arizona Supreme Court revived the abortion ban in a ruling. KJZZ reporter Catherine Davis Young is covering the story. Now, this abortion ban doesn't take effect until June, but Democrats in the state House hoped to push a repeal vote today. What's happening now in the state House?
Yeah, lawmakers will be back at the Capitol today, so there is an expectation there will be some other kind of attempt to repeal this old 1864 law. It's certainly the number one priority for Democrats right now, but there are a number of Republicans out there that have been voicing concerns about it as well. The question is if there will be enough of a bipartisan agreement to actually make it happen.
Is the idea that if the Democrats and a few Republicans have enough votes, then they'll take it to the floor for a vote?
That's one possibility. There are a handful of Republicans that have come out to say that they would vote for a repeal if that comes up, and they're kind of favoring the 15-week abortion law that's currently in place in Arizona. But there are, of course, still hardliners in the Republican Party, and yesterday, Kathy Herod, who is the leader of a very influential anti-abortion lobby group called the Center for Arizona Policy, put out a statement kind of warning Republicans, saying they should stand by their word and support this near-total ban. There's also, of course, a chance that this this could be a ballot measure down the road. So there's just, I think, a lot of uncertainty still.
A lot in play. Well, we do have sound from one of the Republicans who you mentioned says he would be open to repealing this ban. Let's take a listen to State Representative David Cook.
It needs to be changed because I'm not going to put women and doctors in prisons or jails or things like that for the decisions they're making. That's just a bridge too far for me.
Now, last week, the Republican majority in the Arizona legislature blocked a vote on repeal. Do abortion rights proponents think something has changed this week?
I think that's hard to say. I've heard Republicans say that they blocked it mainly because of just procedural issues. And we had on our air yesterday a Republican who said he would still vote to repeal it. So I think we'll just see what happens today.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, this issue, as you mentioned, will also likely come up on the November ballot. There is one measure that has enough signatures already to enshrine the right to abortion in the Arizona Constitution. But opponents may introduce rival measures. I understand there's a Republican strategy memo that inadvertently got out into the wild.
Right. I think Republicans realize they're in a tough spot. This 1864 law is very unpopular with voters, but I think Republicans don't necessarily want to support the very broad access that's being proposed in this potential ballot measure. So there was this leaked document from Republican state lawmakers that suggested they're working on a plan for coming up with some competing ballot measures that would maybe dilute support from the Arizona for Abortion Access campaign that is trying to enshrine this very broad access. The group that's working on that ballot measure is, of course, now accusing Republicans of just causing more chaos.
Oh, that is perhaps introducing what they would consider a misleading alternative ballot?
Right, just competing ballot measures that would confuse voters, potentially.
All right, and finally, Catherine, I understand the abortion ban does not take effect until June or so. So for now, is it affecting abortion providers and patients?
There is, they are saying that they will carry on, for the most part, under the 15-week law, as long as they're allowed. The Attorney General is saying it couldn't go into effect before June 8th. But I think abortion providers are preparing for a potential seismic shift. Planned Parenthood Arizona says it's planning to ramp up its patient navigator system to get patients to other states if possible.
Catherine Davis Young of KJZZ, thank you.
Thanks.